Welcome to your five for the day on this Christmas Eve. Bethlehem was, is, and likely always will be just a small town, but nevertheless a small town steeped in ancient history. In the first century, the historical marker at the centre of town would have commemorated it as the birthplace of the mighty giant killer, King David. The cherished son of Bethlehem put the town on the map 1,000 years earlier, and perhaps one day, the village on top of the quiet hill will pull off the feat again. Dusty scrolls left by ancient prophet Micah tell of such a thing. But tonight, silence. The prophecies are distant memories. All is now hushed and quiet. The hope of a king, only a memory muffled by the pressing priorities of life, growing corn, raising sheep, raising children and paying taxes. But this night, the town finally sleeps, though crowded. The hustle and bustle of census travellers returned home to be counted now has dissipated. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. So quiet and still and peaceful is the town. Imagine for a moment a slower pace and quieter place. No iPods, no headphones, no surround sound, no jets, no traffic, no trains, no ambulances racing down streets. In perfect stillness, we witness a silent invasion, like a storm of chicken feather snowflakes twisting silently to the ground, carpeting the dirty world in brilliant holiness. And so this Christmas Eve, we slow our pace and we read the story more slowly. We don't skim. We watch the new King of Bethlehem enter into lowly surroundings to rest softly in a rough feeding trough. In the quietness of night, the new king enters into the hay and manure of a broken world in desperate need of fixing. This is the Christ child, who will one day die in daylight that becomes darkness. But right now, he rests in Mary's arms in a dark night that becomes starlit day. Stars and angels pierce the night silence. This same Christ enters lives like he enter this needy world. He enters the mess of sin and it catches us off guard. We're surprised. We're not ready for him. It all seems so sudden. This is the best place to be, taken by surprise, like the little town of Bethlehem. Christmas means Christ invades where the preparations are incomplete. Don't be tempted to first warm up the place with a roaring fire. Don't sweep out the soiled hay and mouse droppings. Don't roll out a comfortable, controlled mattress or fluff up a pair of feather pillows. Don't disinfect the walls and floors with an aerosol fog of fragrance. Don't set out a crib with fluffy dolls and cotton onesies and baby powder. Don't fill the bathtub with warm water and soft suds. When the Saviour draws close, there's no time to clean up the mess of sin. He comes not to place crisply wrapped boxes around a cleanly decorated tree. No, the Holy Son of God lands unexpected in the middle of the stench of our lives. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. This is the message of Christmas. Here on Christmas Eve, we praise God that it was Jesus who broke into the stillness of a little town to descend to sinful humanity, to break into our lives and cast out the sin that cannot be bleached white by self-cleaning. God is near us in Christ, if only we take the time to truly see. May God bless you at this Christmas time. Thank you for listening.